The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, October 18, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel condemned Israel's criminal bombing of the Al-Ali Hospital in Gaza that caused more than 500 deaths and hundreds of injuries. In his sixth account, the president reaffirmed the island's condemnation of the crime and demanded an immediate ceasefire between the parties and an end to these violations of international humanitarian law. The Cuban position was also expressed on the same social network by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, who described the air attack against the Palestinian Health Institution as reprehensible. In a recent statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the government of Cuba rejected the death of innocent people from all parties involved in the conflict without differentiating ethnicity, nationality, or religious faith. Cuba's ambassador to Brazil, Adolfo Curbelo, received the book of signatures corresponding to the international campaign Cuba Lives and Resists that demands the removal of the island from the list of countries sponsoring terrorism. The action took place in the context of the National Camp of the Youth of the Countryside, Waters and Forests, held in Brasilia from October 13th to the 17th. The ceremony was part of the closing ceremony of the work of the camp, which began in August and was led by the Trade Union Confederation of Workers of the Americas, the Sao Paulo Forum, and the International Assembly of Peoples, among other solidarity with Cuba associations. They recall that for more than 60 years, the U.S. government has promoted a hostile policy against Cuba with a clear political intention to isolate the Cuban people through a cruel and inhuman blockade. The Cuba Lives and Resists campaign wants to reach more than 1 million signatures to demand the U.S. government to exclude Cuba from the unilateral list of state sponsors of terrorism and the unconditional elimination of the blockade, repudiated by the international community as a whole. Cuba's José Martí International Institute of Journalism celebrated on Tuesday the 40th anniversary of its foundation. At the commemorative event, the president of the Institute, Ariel Terrero, highlighted the capacity of the workers to expand and diversify courses, communication platforms, and commercial services after the pause imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. He pointed out that this period of transformation and experimentation has provided the study center with results that define the directions of work and improvement for the coming years. The José Martí International Institute of Journalism was founded in Havana on October 17, 1983, by the Union of Journalists of Cuba to the purpose of contributing to the professional improvement of Cuban and Latin American journalists. Cuba and China are promoting exchanges between peoples through academic and scientific cooperation, one of the priorities of the Belt and Road Initiative. Cuba Minister of Higher Education Walter Baluja highlighted the result of his working visit to the Asian country that took him first to the city of Chiang Kai and then to the northern province of Hebei. As part of his agenda, Baluja participated in the Third Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation, particularly in the debates on people-to-people exchanges. Cuba and China seek greater cooperation in the academic and scientific area and jointly inaugurated the International Research Institute on Artificial Intelligence in Hebei, where prestigious Cuban academics with important international publications will work. Expressions of intangible heritage such as the Venezuelan Dancing Devils, the Argentinian Tango, and the Tumba Francesa of Cuba were revered in a photographic exhibition on the cultural wealth of Latin America and the Caribbean. The exhibition, inaugurated in Havana on the occasion of the 20th anniversary of the Convention on the Safeguarding of Intangible Cultural Heritage, takes a visual tour of these and other manifestations, such as Punto Cubano, Merengue from the Dominican Republic, Mariachi from Mexico, and Peruvian Huititi dance from the Colca Valley. The UNESCO Regional Office of Culture for Latin America and the Caribbean hosted the exhibition made up of 22 images, a sample of a geographical area that so far has 90 practices and expressions included in the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity of 21 Latin American and Caribbean countries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.